Measurement of fidelity use a number of different tools. Some of those can be as simple as looking at a teacher's log or a teacher's lesson plan and seeing that the curriculum at least was intended to be delivered for a specific time period with a particular frequency over so many weeks. Generally, we like to have observations made within the classroom, and in that way we can look more carefully at adherence and the teacher's delivery. We get a better sense of student engagement and ensure that there wasn't drift. Another way is to look at student products. You might expect that if students demonstrated the knowledge or skills that there was high fidelity. But on the other hand, you don't know whether the student was demonstrating skills that he or she had acquired in another environment. So that's one of the downfalls of just using student products, why we like to have more direct observations. Surveys would be generally, again, not as accurate as having that third person in the room making observations or using videotape and reviewing the videotape of the lessons. If we just rely on a self-report or surveys, we don't have as clear a lesson of how the fidelity was maintained. I think you can use it as a complement to observations and might be a good basis for discussion with someone making the observations, but I wouldn't want to rely on those surveys.